Open your Bibles, beloved, to the 110th Psalm as we continue our exciting and rewarding, encouraging journey. I trust your soul is as fed and fueled and encouraged as mine is in this glorious and most famous of all the Psalms in the New Testament, the favorite of the Christian church. 110th Psalm, we've been looking at these three scenes of Christ's total triumph. First of all, Christ as King in verses 1 to 3, and we're still in that one. We've seen Jesus' position in verse 1, his power in verse 2, and we come now to his people in verse 3. What good is a king without an army, right? We see here that Messiah will be joined by the greatest army of volunteers ever to be assembled. Look at his people, verse 3. Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power. In holy array from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to you as the dew. Captain Christ will not have a reluctant army of conscripted soldiers or some slaves pressed into military service. Oh no, friends, our Lord Jesus will have the troops every commander dreams of. Eager, willing, dedicated warriors. Every one of them there because he wants to, not just because he has to. Once. Before Christ saved us, we were anything but willing, right? Rebels and enemies of God. But his grace changed us, gave us new hearts, made us new, caused us to be alive to God and dead to sin and self. And this attitude starts now in how we serve Christ, right? Psalm 100, serve the Lord with gladness. Romans 12, 1, because of his great mercies, we offer ourselves as living sacrifices to him, pouring out ourselves, Paul talks about in Philippians 2, in Christ's service, like a drink offering, that gladly will I spend and be spent, right? Here am I, Lord, send me, Isaiah chapter 6. And look at the text here, beloved, colorful, poetic images here in verse 3. It says they will volunteer freely. In the day of your power, in holy array. Notice, not wearing the usual government-issued, regulation, bland, army attire, like some of you remember from your military days. No, literally, they're wearing the splendors of holiness. Warriors dressed in priestly garb. Get that. Worshippers, servants of the king priest. As we'll see in the next verse, verse 4. But keep reading there in verse 3. In holy array from the womb of the dawn. Picture the rising sun in all of its strength. There's been some gorgeous sunrises lately, haven't there? And notice, as the dew. What an image here. As numerous as the morning dewdrops that adorn every blade of grass on a splendid summer's morning. Alive and fresh, renewed and ready for action. Young warriors pouring into Jesus' camp, filing in great numbers, signing up for battle, reporting for duty, sir. Send me. Here am I, Lord. Use me as you will. How tragic that usually in the news today, we hear more of Muhammad's eager young warriors, Islam's servants gladly giving their lives for a lie. How much more then? For the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth of the gospel, should we, young or old, volunteer freely for our master? It was this very text, Psalm 110, verse 3, that God used uniquely in a major revival in Scotland in 1839 under the ministries of Chalmers Burns and Robert Murray McShane, where we get the McShane Bible reading plan from. It was a midweek open-air meeting. Attended by hundreds. Burns was a visiting preacher at McShane's church, preaching on verse 3. And he included numerous stories of past revivals and mighty works of God's Spirit poured out on people in history. Burns began pleading earnestly with the unconverted. And history records for us what happened during Burns' sermon in McShane's pulpit. We read, suddenly, many broke forth simultaneously in weeping and wailing. Tears and groans, intermingled with shouts of joy and praise from some of the people of God. We're told some were screaming in agony, others, and among these strong men fell to the ground as if they had been dead. This meeting went on for 5 hours, church for 5 hours. For the next 4 months, they had church services almost every night. The church was often packed with some 1,200 people lining the aisles, even the steps up the pulpit, on the stage or platform, as it were, hungry for the word of God, singing passionately the praises of God, fervent in prayer. During those 4 months, McShane records that over 600 separate conversations with people that he had, who came burdened about the state of their souls, heavy under the conviction of sin, yearning for salvation. Oh, Lord, do it again. Do it in our day. Use the corona crisis to awaken our souls, to bring a lasting revival. It will all be worth it if you would but stir us afresh and awaken your church. Oh, for such a move of his spirit in our day, through his word, because of Christ's royal reign, to make us his willing troops. When God's power makes his people willing, nothing can hold them back. Talk about at your tables today and in your homes. What keeps us from volunteering freely? What keeps us from coming forth from the womb of the dawn in holy array, like willing young soldiers? What holds us back from giving ourselves fully and freely to his service, even to the ends of the earth? Where are the missionaries like we hear of in days gone by? How about you? Perhaps is the Lord calling you to go? Isaac Watts. Jesus our Lord, ascend thy throne, and near the Father sit. In Zion shall thy power be known, and make thy foes submit. What wonders shall thy gospel do? Thy converts shall surpass the numerous drops of morning dew, and own thy sovereign grace.